Hello, my friends. Welcome to episode number 52 of the JB Sism Show. My name is Jason Sism, and this show is designed and geared towards helping you stay motivated with clarity so that you can find your voice and succeed in your family, your ministries, and your life. And that's my goal. That's my heart's desire, is to help you go further in life. Well, I'm not sure where to begin. And if you have been listening for a while, you know that I'll just kind of jump in sometimes, just turn the microphone on, turn the recording device on, and just speak from my heart. And that's kind of what I want to do today. I was actually going to be talking about the reader survey I did back in March, and I felt that I needed to go a different direction today, and I'll be coming back to that at another time, probably next week. Is I'm sure I'll be back to kind of a regularly scheduled podcast episode. But so I have a few thoughts that I've written down. Not sure where I'm going with this, so bear with me. And I really hope that you listen all the way through, because there's some things that I have on my heart, some things that I want to talk about, and I just wanted to sit down kind of in a living room format and kind of bare my heart. And I hope you hear it. So that's why I said I'm not sure where to begin and don't know how long this episode is going to be. Normally my episodes are about 30 minutes. This could be a quick 10-minute episode. It could be an hour. I hope not an hour, because it's 11 o'clock at night on the 19th of April. So I hope that I'm not up too late doing this, but I feel we kind of have a kindred spirit, so to speak, because you listen to me, you put me directly into your ears, and it's probably the most intimate that a podcaster or a blogger, somebody who has a message to share, it's probably the most intimate form of communication, and that is simply just to turn on a microphone, turn on the recording device, and talk. Well, when I started this journey of podcasting, started over a year ago, and I had this thought of, well, I have a message on my heart, I want to get it out there. And the podcast actually started kind of more as a devotional, and kind of a teaching devotional. Well, that lasted for a few episodes, and it changed into kind of more of a church teaching podcast. And as I began getting more clear on my vision, getting more clear on where I'm going and kind of what it is that I believe God has placed on my heart, and as I began to understand that my whole desire and my whole goal is to help people stay motivated with clarity so they can find their voice and succeed in their family, their ministries, and their life. It's a threefold thing. And I do that by simply equipping with tools so that you can transform lives and reach the world with your message. That's my vision. That's my goal. That's why I write what I write. That's why I do what I do. And so as I began to get very clear on what it is I wanted to say, what it is that this podcast is all about, you'll have noticed that back around episode 42, I want to say, I made the change from Crosstalk Online Radio, which that's really was. It was really a church-geared podcast, to the JB Sism Show. So kind of the musings of Jason, kind of what it is that's on my heart for that day or for that week. But the thing that I have come to love, and you've noticed a change over the months, and I thank you for sticking with me. But I felt that one of the biggest changes that I needed to make is kind of bring it more conversational, more one-on-one. It's you and me having coffee or sitting in the living room talking. And I wanted to create a conversation. I didn't want it to be more of a, well, this is the 7 points that I wanted to make, and these are the 6 other points that I wanted to make, and I hope you have a good day. And, you know, those episodes will happen, and, you know, I know that it's not bad to do that. There are plenty of great podcasts out there that do that. Plenty of great podcasts that kind of show, kind of here's the main points. Well, I've kind of changed it, and it's now more conversational. And I still will break it up with music, and so I try to make it into sections so that it's easier to follow. And so you listen for maybe 10 minutes. And if you needed to take a break, you can do that. And you can always come back and listen. That's why I have those musical breaks in there. You're not going to get any of that today. So hopefully you'll just find a nice place to pause it if you need to. I did some research and I found that I have about 150 downloads of this podcast a month. 150 downloads. When I started this, I had maybe 4, and I was really excited when I saw 12 downloads in a month. That was fantastic. Well, in the last couple of months, since I've changed some of the formatting of the show, I've noticed a tick up, a bump up in the listens of this podcast. And so it's kind of gone from an average of 70 to 80 to about 150 in the last couple of months. And so feels like I'm starting to get some headway. Feels like I'm starting to get this snowball rolling. Now, I'm not saying that this is the most widely listened to, most popular podcast out there. For a while on iTunes, it was one of the most popular podcasts when it came to church leadership training. And that's just simply because of the SEO. It really didn't have anything to do with the amount of downloads. It could have, but more or less it was just because of the SEO and how I had it worded in my description. But still, the goal of this podcast, it doesn't really matter what the size of the community is. We're a community. And we are few, but we are strong, and we stick together. And so, you know, given the size of the community at jbcism.com, it doesn't surprise me that there's 150 downloads a month. And I think that's fantastic. This past weekend, and this is kind of where I'm going with this, this past weekend I listened to a podcast by Cliff Ravenscraft, the podcast Answer Man. And his podcast is called The Cliff Ravenscraft Show. And funny, he actually changed that after I made my change. No, he really doesn't know me all that well. We've had a few conversations here and there on Snapchat and over email. But yeah, I'd be surprised if Cliff listens to the show. Cliff, if you do listen to the show, just send me an email and just let me know. I really would like to know. But anyway, Cliff did an episode last week. It's episode number 445. So if you go to podcastanswerman.com/445, you can listen to his episode on ambition. And in this episode, he really talked about letting your voice be heard. And it really doesn't matter what you believe your voice is. Let your voice be heard. You know, have that vision. Let it be known by your communities. Let it be known by the people who follow you. Dream your big dreams. And you'll remember that a couple weeks ago, episode number 50, I talked about how we should be dreaming God-sized dreams. And I talked about Joseph and how Joseph had all of these dreams and he was ridiculed by his brothers, ridiculed even by his father. Well, Joseph didn't let the dreams stop. him. He didn't let the ridicule stop him. He kept pressing on. And I think so many times it's so easy for us to back down when the going gets tough. It's so easy for us to shrink back in what it is that we want to accomplish. And I'm not saying that you should always keep pressing forward, but I think as a general rule, we should always be pressing forward. We should always be willing to go the extra mile. And so when I was talking about Joseph, I said that Joseph understood what his dreams were. And it wasn't until Joseph became a ruler in Egypt that he understood what the dream's significance really was. And I think a lot of times in our own lives, when we begin to understand what the significance of those dreams are, and we begin to put into practice what it is we're dreaming, there's no telling where God is going to take us. There's no telling how far He's going to let the path go for us. And then when we come to a dead end, we know that God is saying, okay, your season in this area of life is done. I want you to move in this direction because this is the direction your dream needs to go. And I think what happens so many times is people give up before they even get that far. People don't let their dreams continue. They just say, well, the dream's not happening. It feels like I'm not going anywhere. So I'm just going to stop. And I'm going to stop living and give up on that dream. You know, if I would have given up on this podcast, there would be people who wouldn't have been changed by the show. If I had given up on my blog, I wouldn't have nearly 500 people following my blog. And I have nearly 1,000 people, nearly 1,000 people following me. So I know that I have made an impact in people's lives because they're sticking around. So if I have the ability to change over 1,000 people's lives simply by being invested into their lives, whether personally, through ministry at the church, or through the musings of Jason on the JB Sism show, or just simply through the words that I write at jbsism.com, I know I have impact simply because I've seen the results and I've seen people's lives changed. And that's what it's all about. When we learn to dream God-sized dreams, those dreams affect our thoughts and they impact our future. You know, today, I'm a big Twitter guy. And one of the things that I love to do is see what people are posting. People in my community are posting. So I'll click on people's Facebook walls and click into their profile and see what they're posting on their wall. And well, one of the ladies who follows me, and I actually follow her back, so I saw it in my news feed, at Coach Christine C. So at Coach Christine, capital C at the very end. And I'll have her there and you can follow her if you so choose. Just say that you heard about her on my show. Well, I saw this quote that she wrote on her Twitter page. And I was so impacted by the statement that I had to respond. And that kind of launched a whole conversation between the two of us. Never really had a conversation with her before. You know, I've seen her like a few things that I've posted on my Twitter account, and I've liked and shared a few things that she's posted, and she shared a couple of my things before, so, but I've never really had a conversation before. Here's what she wrote. She wrote, "Don't give up on your goals just because it takes time to see the results. Don't give up on your goals just because it takes time to see results." I think that is an absolutely powerful statement. And it's so true. Going back to what I was saying earlier, people have these ideas, these dreams, these aspirations. But when the rubber meets the road and life gets difficult and life gets hard, they give up. But she has this powerful statement that says, don't give up on your goals just because it takes time to see results. And so I was so impacted by this statement that I had to respond in kind. And so here's what I wrote back to her. And I said, and that's the problem. People want that quick win. But we can't always have it. This is why we should keep pressing forward. You know, are you looking for that quick win? Are you wanting that quick win? Are you wanting to see results right now? The problem with seeing or wanting to see results right this moment, the satisfaction is only going to last for a little while, but the commitment is going to wane. And this is why it's so important that you put your goals out there, you write out your goals, and I've mentioned this before on a previous podcast episode. Let me look it up just a second. Okay, I'm back. I found it here. It's episode number 36. So if you go to jbsism.com/036, you will find the episode there. And the title of this episode is called The Power of Change, 5 Reasons Goals Keep You Focused. And in this episode, I talk about change, and I talk about how change really helps us keep our goals moving forward, helps us stay focused. Well, I'm going to play for you about a 3-minute clip, a little less than 3 minutes, from that episode. And if you actually want to listen to the full episode, jbsism.com/036. jbsism.com/036, and you can listen to the full episode there. It's called The Power of Change, 5 Goals to Keep You Focused. Well, I'm going to play this clip from the first point, and I want you to listen to it because you'll find so much value in what I share there, because it goes along with what we're talking about. So I'm going to play it, and I want you to take a listen to this, and I'll be right back. Without change, we will never move forward. You know, I think so many people find themselves lacking. They set their 2016 goals, they set their 2015 goals, and now that we have about 28 days left in the year, or I should say 27 days by the time you actually listen to this, you know, you're scrambling to try to get your goals accomplished. You're trying to get your New Year's resolutions accomplished. And, well, one thing I want to tell you is actually stop with the New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolutions are an excuse to not move forward. And they're nice ideas. They're They're good ideas, but most of us usually, as I said in the opening of the show, we want to make these large changes in our lives. Well, what happens is if we try to make large changes, we often give up before we begin. So we're going to say, well, I'm going to read the whole Bible this year. But you've never been a good student of the Word of God to begin with. Well, that is a huge change to do in your life. And I'm going to be very frank and honest, you're probably not going to get it accomplished. So what you need to do is find little wins, little things you can do to say, okay, I'm moving the ball forward a little bit. And one of the things that I chose to do is been saying for years, well, I need to blog daily. That was one of the things I said I wanted to do, blog daily. Well, even now, I'm still not blogging daily, but I will tell you this. I made the decision, okay, I'm not just going to blog daily. I'm actually going to make the decision to regularly post to my blog. Well, that's something I could commit to. And so what I did is I sat down and I said, okay, I'm going to post 1 to 2 posts a week. And I have maintained at least an average of 2 posts a week on the blog this last year. Okay, well, there you have it. And did you hear what I was saying there? I was basically saying, if I didn't make the decision to just stay committed and keep pressing on, I never would have been able to move forward. And that's what it's all about. And so when I saw this quote from Coach Christine C., when she said, don't give up on your goals just because it takes time to see results, I was absolutely blown away by that statement. And I think that's because that's where my heart is. I don't like seeing just the quick wins. You know, now I'm not talking about the quick wins where you want to see the wins to help you keep pressing on. The wins I'm talking about are, going back to what I just played for you. People want to, I want to quit smoking now. Well, that's a great aspiration. That's a great thing, but it's not going to happen overnight. You can't just say, I'm going to quit smoking today and tomorrow you are clean and you're no longer smoking. You have to take little steps forward each day. Keep pressing on. Don't stop moving forward. That's what I'm talking about here. People want that quick win. They want to start their dream today and see it accomplished tomorrow. And so in my case, I want to see thousands of people listening to this podcast. Well, so I throw the first episode out there. Was I disappointed that throngs of people didn't listen to the episode? Sure. Yeah, I would love to have that many people, thousands of people download the very first episode of this podcast. It's taken me a year to go from 4 listens an episode to about 30 listens an episode a week. Or maybe a little bit more than that. I'm about 150 plus downloads a month. And so I'm not the most listened to podcast out there. But I know those who do listen are impacted. Somebody wrote in the notes on the survey I posted, and they said, I look forward to your podcast weekly. Oh, that touched my heart because it tells me I'm making a difference. It tells me that people are wanting what I'm saying. And so I don't want to give up on my goals. I don't want to give up on my dream. You know, yeah, my dream is to see tens of thousands of people reading my blog. And if you know people who could be impacted and touched by my message, shoot them over to my blog. Tell them about it. Give them a link. Put it on your Facebook walls. Share my content. If you find value in it, share my content so that other people can discover me. And I know that sounds selfish of me to say, but it's not about me. It's about helping people stay motivated with clarity so they can find their voice and succeed in life. Do you hear my passion? Do you hear my heart? And so when I wrote back and I said, and that's the problem, they want that quick win, we can't always have it. It's not going to happen. But this is why we keep pressing forward. And that's why I was saying we need to change our mindset. We need to put action to our goals to keep pressing forward. Because when we do that, that's when we're going to start seeing the wins. And so she responded back to that statement. She goes, yes, I see it all the time. What they don't realize is that they hadn't quit it. If they hadn't quit it, it was right around the corner. I'm going to reread that because I think that's so powerful. She goes, yes, I see it all the time. What they don't realize is that if they hadn't quit, it was right around the corner. The win was right around the corner. And that is so, so powerful. When we begin to put our dreams into action, when we begin to take our ambition, take our aspirations, and we go to God in prayer and we say, God, I'm giving this to you. This is yours. This is not Jason's. This is not mine. This is yours. And you say, Father, you know, so if you're a Christian and you pray to, you know, Jesus and you pray to God, you know, you could pray this. If you pray to somebody else, well, you know, try praying to God because I know He's going to listen. I don't know about any of the other gods out there. I don't think they do, and I know they don't. But you can use this as a meditation if you want. Just reflect on the words. But you say, God, this is yours. It's not mine. My hands are off it. I can only lend my voice. I can only lend my words on a page. But Father, it's you who can take it. It's you who can run with it. I don't want to see the quick win. I want to see worth it. I want to see worth it. I don't want to do it for my own sake. You know, my friends, the beauty of not quitting is to lay hold of the prize. It is in that moment we have the opportunity to go to the next level. The beauty of not quitting is to lay hold of the prize. The Apostle Paul writes in his epistle, he says, I press on towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God. My friends, we're to keep pressing on. We have to keep pressing on. You know, I could ask myself the question, are these selfish dreams and aspirations? Or are they something that God has placed in my heart? I honestly believe it's something God has placed in my heart. Because I know the win is just around the corner. But I have to keep motivated. I have to keep on keeping on. I don't need easy. I just need worth it. I've heard Cliff Ravenscraft say that over and over and over again, and I've kind of taken that as my own motto. I don't need easy. I just need worth it. Because I believe it is worth it. Because I have a message to share. My goal is to help overwhelmed writers, leaders, who are worn out, stay motivated with clarity and tools. That's the important part. I want people to walk away with tools so that they can find their voice, find their dream. What is it that God is calling them to do? So they can find their voice and succeed in their family, their ministries, and their life. My friend, that's what it's all about. I don't think they're selfish dreams or aspirations that I have. I think we should be dreaming God-sized dreams, something that's bigger than ourselves, so that we can become bigger than ourselves for other people. So I hope you heard my voice today. I'm not going to go on much longer because I think I've said everything I want to say. And so next week, I'll be sharing the results from the 2016 reader survey because I want you to know what I'm planning for this year and kind of where I want to see this blog and see this podcast by the time we get to next year's reader survey. And yes, I'll have a new reader survey next year. But I got some new things that I'm going to be rolling out and I got some ideas on my heart. And after this survey, it helped me clarify and kind of hone in what it is that this year has in store for you, my community. And that's why I did the survey, because I don't want to write what I want to write about. I want to help you find the clarity and the tools that you need so you can succeed in life, so you can find your voice. And so that's why I did the reader survey, to help you. Help me. Does that make sense? Help you help me so that I can in turn help you go further. And one of the things, and this is kind of new and this is really exciting, I just got an email from Google, and this podcast, the JB Sism Show, is now officially live on Google Play Music. Whoops, I forgot to turn that off from playing the audio earlier. Anyway, the computer was excited, I guess. Anyway, this podcast is live on Google Play Music. So I'm really excited about that. So pass the word. The Android app is going to be updated. I just got a notification from the team at Google. I reached out to them and I said, I've not seen the app updated yet. And they wrote back within a couple of hours and they said, Jason, don't worry. It's going to be updated soon. And by the 25th of April, 26th of April, everybody should have access on their Android phones. Now, if you're on Apple, I'm sorry. They're going to be rolling that out a little bit later. They've run into some things there, but they will be rolling it out to Apple. However, on the Android phone, it will be available on the Google Play Music app around the 25th of April. However, if you want to subscribe to the show right now, right away, just go to jbsism.com/Google. So jbsism.com/Google and subscribe right there from your web browser. So do that on your computer. Don't do it on your phone because it's not available on the phone yet. It will be on the 25th, just not yet. So we got a few more days to go. We got about 5 more days to go. So by the time this show rolls out next week, episode 53 next week, it should be available on the Android phone. So jbsism.com/Google. It's also going to be on the show notes. And you can subscribe right there. I've already listened to it and sounds good on their platform. Actually, I think it sounds better than it does on Stitcher. So you can listen to this show on multiple platforms. You can listen to it on iTunes. You can listen to it on Stitcher. You can listen to it on SoundCloud. And you can listen to it now officially on Google. So I'm really excited about that. So if you don't like listening to it on my website, that's fine. No hard feelings. You can now go to Google and do it there. So I'm really excited about that. So jbsism.com/Google, and you can subscribe to the JB Sism Show on Google Play Music. And when it goes live on the app, I know I keep going on about this, but I'm excited. When it goes live on the app, you'll already be automatically subscribed to the show. So anyway, that's the really big news that I wanted to share with you. My friends, that is all I have for you today. And I hope that you take this message and run with it, because I want you to succeed in your family, your ministries, and your life. You know, this journey is going to continue, and I'm excited to bring you new episodes every week, every Wednesday, just like I committed to. And every now and then I will take a break from recording, but right now I am committed to recording every single week, so that you can have something to take your life to the next level. You can find the full show notes of today's episode over at jbsism.com/052. jbsism.com/052. And if you could also do me a favor, subscribe to this show on iTunes or Stitcher, or now the new Google Play. I encourage you to do that. It helps more people know about this show, and it gets this show in front of more viewers or listeners. And then if you want to donate to the virtual tip jar, you can do a recurring or a one-time tip over at jbsism.com/support, and you can donate as little as $1 an episode. So if you find the content that I produce valuable, I encourage you to do that. jbsism.com/support. God bless, my friends. I will see you right here next week at jbsism.com.